Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Coffee Talk, ways you can change your life before the new year. You know, so I'm very aware of the fact that time is, in a sense, a human-made construct. January 1st, 2022 is not that different from December 31st, 2021.
What the hell?
Although I also am not naive to believe that the context that we give things don't give them meaning. It is time, I'm not gonna wait, I'm gonna start getting a crack on the things that I really wanna be doing and not wait for the external illusion of time to force me to do it. But also too, the benefit of that is feeling a little bit more set up, feeling a little bit more at ease and being able to move into the new year without this like, oh my gosh, I really need to get things going, you know? If you're already moving along, then there's no need to rush. So here are some prompts. If you're curious about looking back on the year of 2021 and just taking a moment to reflect on, it doesn't even necessarily need to be shadow work, but it's just taking a moment to look back. And we learn in the present moment, but it isn't, we don't download the teachings until we look back in hindsight through the new lens of our experience and perspective. Do a little bit of looking back on 2021 and ask yourself these questions. I wrote out a couple prompts that you can use. The first is, what were your goals for this year? So if you wrote them down at the beginning of the year, amazing, go back, check them out, see what ones worked for you, what ones didn't, what ones fell by the wayside. Know that it's totally normal if you didn't get all of your goals done. In fact, I would say it's actually more rare to have every single one of your goals completed from the beginning of the year, and much more common to be in the boat of a lot of us that, you know, maybe accomplished a few and a couple just didn't end up making top tier, or the year went a different way. We can only really set out as far as we can see. At a certain point, life takes hold and life is unpredictable. And I think even just in our human nature, that unpredictability, the unknown of life, causes us to really race to set plans and goals and, you know, basically give ourselves a sense of certainty, but life is very uncertain. So if you didn't get all of your goals done, don't kick yourself in the butt with it. Just look back and see, what goals did you do? What goals did you not get to? Do they still apply this year? Can you reset some of those goals if they're still important to you? What ended up being your challenges this year? And this is where the shadow work really comes into play, because it really takes some very open, raw, honest self-awareness to be able to say, this really challenged me. And then from those challenges, what did you learn? And then ultimately taking a deep, objective look at your year. Is there anything you would like to tie up? Any loose ends that you feel you would do best with either fully severing ties and letting it go, or bringing things together and solidifying them as you move into the new year? So I will leave those prompts, by the way, in the description box. So feel free to take them, journal with them, or discuss them amongst yourself or with the people you love as we move into part two of changing your life before the new year, or at any time really. And that is establishing a supportive and strong routine for yourself. Again, as I just mentioned, life is uncertain, and we as human beings, it's part of our human nature, at least my belief is so, to grab onto the things that we do have certainty in or do have a knowing with. And your routine is one of those things. And most of us, and again, this won't apply to everybody, but most of us tend to feel more in ourselves, feel more within our power when we know what we're focused on, we know what our priorities are, and we are constantly just making small little incremental doses towards it, right? So a good book to read if you're looking to set a routine that you feel actually will really support you without hindering you is Atomic Habits as well as Essentialism. These are two books where Atomic Habits talks about making literally small atomic changes and then stacking those habits into something much like a routine that will allow you to find daily success. And then Essentialism is really just this philosophy or concept with life that you only focus on the essential things. So you hack away anything that might be in your routine that really isn't essential, but maybe society makes you feel that way. Or make this end of the year routine now and start doing it now, so that by the time you move into January, it's already deeply ingrained. It takes about 3 weeks. Again, not everybody's gonna fall into this common rule or law, but it takes about 3 weeks to ingrain a new habit. So if you start now, then by the time Christmas rolls around and you fall off again, it's gonna be fun because the holidays are fun. You can jump back in with that muscle memory because you've already built up a deep foundation starting at the beginning of the month. So to plan a routine, here's what you need to do. You need to plan the what, when, and how. So what are you gonna do? when are you gonna do it, and how are you gonna do it? And it wouldn't hurt to throw in a why, because that comes back to the essentialism thing, like, why are you doing this? Like, what does it benefit you, or how does it support you? Then take a look at the routine you already have going and ask yourself, what's working? Then ask yourself after that, what isn't working? Because again, you don't always have to like clear off a fresh slate every time there's a new year. Take what's working with you into the new year and then just make those atomic changes to the things that aren't working as well. So for instance, let's say you are really good at waking up and you do like to sit in quiet and meditate, but you always have a goal to stretch after that, and for some reason it's just not working, or it doesn't end up getting done. What if instead then you moved your stretch to the end of your workday, because you actually ended up finding that your body doesn't necessarily need the stretch first thing in the morning, but it works for you better after a long workday to really move through those muscles. So basically figure out what's working and then change what isn't. But don't throw your whole foundation that you've already been building or working on or currently have to the wind unless you absolutely feel like you need a completely fresh start. Factor in the things that you would like to see in the new year now. So let's say you want to start exercising more, then factor that into your routine starting now. Let's say you want to start meditating more, start incorporating or factoring that into your routine now as you're building this thing out. Try habit stacking, which again is something you can find out a lot more about if you read Atomic Habits. I highly recommend it. These are some great books to read before the new year especially. But habit stacking is that idea that you take a habit and then you just stack another habit right on top of it. And you do this in a way that it becomes your routine. So in the morning, let's say you only have 2 hours to work with before you need to be off to work. So you need to obviously throw in your commute and getting ready if you do need to commute somewhere to go to work. But your habits or the things you'd love to get done are like exercise, eat breakfast, read. Then what you could do is you could wake up and you could spend 30 minutes exercising. Then right after that, jump into the shower, get ready. Right after that, make yourself some breakfast. Right after that, read. Right after that, head to work. That would be stacking your habits together into a routine. And then finally, when it comes to creating your supportive routine now as you head into the new year, try tracking after you try stacking. Find a way that you can track what days you were able to do what. And a really, really helpful hint or tip when it comes to tracking things, go at it with curiosity rather than perfectionism, meaning just see how many days you can do it in a row. Just see what days you tend to constantly fall off. I just did this for November. I just tracked all of my habits for the last month, and I wasn't doing that for most of the year. So it was interesting because when I built my routine for November, and then I printed my tracking list, and then I went through the month, and I wasn't like super strict about it, but there were certain days I just wasn't motivated to work out, or there were certain, like, or I was too tired, or there were certain days that I didn't get to film the video that I have in my routine. And so when I just didn't track it. I just wouldn't put the check mark there. And it was interesting to look back and be like, oh, interesting. Tuesdays seem to be the day that, regardless of where I'm at in the month, every single Tuesday, for some reason, I couldn't seem to get that video done, or I couldn't seem to get to my workout. Like, you're able to then see patterns. And when you see those patterns, you can find the root to those patterns and figure out if there's anything you can do to adjust. More on tracking later though, because I'm gonna be doing a full Plan With Me video with all of the tracking checklists and ways that you can make them if you're interested in that. But I'm sure you are probably a very intelligent individual who probably knows exactly how to make a tracking checklist, whether it's in your journal or it's on your tablet, laptops, phones, you name it, you know? And in the meantime, let's move into the next way you can change your life before 2022, and that is setting up your system for success. First, you need to define what success means specifically to you. For me, this year especially, and moving into the new year, I officially define success personally as peace. I find that the people who are at peace without needing more, without chasing anything, those people in my mind are the most inspirational, the most aspirational, and to me, the most successful, because all of the things that they need, they've found a way to cultivate completely within themselves. Maybe success to you means joy or happiness, the happiest people you know in your life. Maybe it really does mean an accomplishment or a goal or the completion of a project. It might mean freedom. It might mean, it can mean material things too. Maybe success to you means having the material means to not have to worry, to not have to stress, to have everything paid for and not have to think about it. It could literally mean anything. So get really clear with yourself on what does success mean to you. Really sit and think about it and come up with some words that come to mind or some people that come to mind and then the characteristics of their success and define it by those terms. Create your own personal definition of success so you can stop chasing the definition of success told to you. Figure out exactly what system's gonna work for you. So I mentioned tracking, and you can also use a journaling system. You can use timer systems. We've talked about that before as well, where you set timers to stay focused on certain things. You can do check-in reminders on your phone or again with a friend, whoever. Just trusting yourself and letting go of all of these different ways to like really harness down. The best way to figure out what system's gonna work for you is look at the past. What has worked for you best in the past? And finally, one of my favorite steps, bring it from whatever dimension you'd like to think of your thoughts in. Bring it down into the third dimension. Bring it into the world. And yes, I'm talking material, but more so in the sense of creating your system in a material sense. For me, this was printing out the tracking checklist. That was bringing my idea into the physical three-dimensional realm in a way that I could see it and then keep track of it. But you can also do this if you're using a journaling system by starting your first journal post. You can do this by, if you're setting reminders, bring it into the third dimension by bringing that idea straight to the reminders app on your phone, or the other way that you're gonna set a reminder, or creating that consistency club of the couple people where you're all gonna hold each other accountable for your goals, or just find a way to bring your system into your actual atmosphere and environment. And that can be really fun because you can get as creative with that as you'd like. And then finally, set a date to reaffirm or reestablish where you're at as you enter the new year. So as I said, this is how you can change your life. This is how you can change your surroundings, how you can change your experience right now before the new year starts. So set a check-in point, whether it's January 1st or maybe at the end of January, maybe you wanna go fully into the first new month to really check back in on how things are working. Maybe you wanna do it just before you enter the new year, maybe right before the holidays, maybe right after the holidays. Come back, reevaluate, readjust, reaffirm, and then move forward based on the changes you've already made, just like you're doing right now, which is something you can do anytime, any month, any day, any week, really. Which brings me right back to the very first point, that time really is a human construct. And as much as we can use the symbolism of the new year to really harness in on the changes that we're really wishing to manifest into our life, know that you can do this anytime. Know that if you fall off, there's always a chance to do it again. And ultimately, you are fully in control at any time to choose to change your life or to choose to just go with the flow, because that's always an option too. And with that, I leave you here. Let me know if you guys have any other points or tips or ideas of ways that you can change your life before 2022. This was at least the way that I went about it, and I already feel the changes, and that they're good changes. I'm loving them. So let me know if you end up doing this, if you've already been doing this, if you have anything to add to the conversation. As always, leave it in the comment section down below over here on YouTube. And outside of that, I'm sending you guys so much love all the way to the moon and back, and I will talk to all of you guys in the next coffee or tea chat. Bye, guys. I said, I wonder, am I free?
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.